Let's go next to Spain, where many people are grumbling at the cost of a red carpet welcome planned for the Pope. Benedict XVI will visit Madrid next week for the Catholic Church's World Youth Day. Local priests, though, have issued a rare complaint. The Pope's visit will cost Spain millions at a time when the government is also slashing public salaries and public services. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid.
More than 100 priests from Madrid's poorest barrios posted a letter online saying they disagree with the cost and style of Pope Benedict's visit. Father Julio Saavedra says it's unfair how the Spanish government is giving tax breaks to companies like Coca-Cola and Santander Bank for sponsoring the visit.
Es una oportunidad para esas empresas.
It's become an opportunity for companies, he says. None has rejected the sponsorship because it amounts to extra money for them. Sponsorships save the Vatican from paying the full cost, but the tax breaks mean the already ailing Spanish government takes a hit. The Pope's visit is expected to cost taxpayers roughly the same as the amount just slashed from Madrid's education budget. Chusa Gallego is a nurse who just took a 15% pay cut. She questions the timing of the Pope's visit given the cost.
Why now? Now that everybody is living with 500, 600 euros per month.
Riot police are already on guard in Madrid's central square, where until recently protesters angry about the economy had been camped out for months. Banned from the streets, the so-called indignados have taken their campaign to Facebook instead, recruiting demonstrators to boycott the Pope's sponsors. Benedict arrives in the Spanish capital on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.